Good evening, everyone. It is the 13th of August. It's Saturday evening. And this is being prepared for in the morning, the 14th Sunday. Christ chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. And that is grounded in election, predestination, and effectual calling. But Christ was manifest in the flesh in time. Jesus Christ walked on this earth for 33 years and He was crucified. His death, His burial, and His resurrection was the single most important event in the history of man. Through His death, we were justified by His blood. As a result of this justification, we received the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. The fact that Christ was manifested in time is very important. Many people have no problem saying that Christ was a good man and He was a good moral teacher, but Christ made certain assertions about Himself. One of those assertions was, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Me." Remember when Christ was at His trial, they asked Him if He was the Son of God. Christ manifested in the flesh was the very Son of God. There are no questions as to the authenticity of that to the believer. The faith imparted to the believer holds to and claims that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Manifest means to make known or to reveal. In John 2:11, we see that Christ revealed Himself. It states the beginning of miracles to Jesus Christ of Cana of Galilee and manifested forth His glory. And His disciples believed on Him. So Christ not only manifested Himself in human flesh, but He was manifested Himself as to who He was by the miracles that He did. Christ prayed to His Father in John 17:6. He prays, "I have manifested Thy name unto the men that Thou hast given Me out of the world. They were Thine, they were, and Thou gavest Me them. And they have kept Thy word." The Bible tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In 1 Timothy 3:16, we find absolute proof that Jesus Christ was manifested in the flesh. It reads, "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." The death of Jesus Christ is so important that it can never be overstated. If Christ had not died, we would be yet in our sins. If Christ had not risen from the dead, we would yet be in our sins. So the death and the resurrection of Christ is what secured our eternal life. His precious blood is what paid the ransom for our sins. Well, you know, there's so much to talk about when we contemplate the majesty and the power of Christ. Those of us who truly believe in Christ find that our hearts and our minds are fixed, focused, and centered upon Him. We also recognize His imminent return. We should be looking forward to that great day when we will be living eternally in communion and fellowship with the One who died for us. There is a hope that is secure, steadfast within the hearts of His people. That hope recognizes that we are pilgrims and strangers on this earth, but we have a heavenly home that Christ has gone away to prepare for us. The believer also realizes that apart from the completed work of Jesus Christ at Calvary and His precious blood that was shed for us, that we were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world, we would be eternally lost. We have been predestinated, adopted, the affectionately called elected, justified, and glorified. By him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, whether they be principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. Jude 24 and 25 tells us, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, through the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. I have read some portions from the book Biblical Christianity, which was written back in 2009. If you have an interest in that book, if you'll send me an email, go to LarryWPhillips.com, go to our contact section, send me an email and say, send me the book on biblical Christianity. I'll send you a PDF copy. God bless. Have a good weekend.